God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And I want to thank you for so much for going and moving with that $37 sheet. I want to thank you. Listen, my prayer is that your eyes must be open. Your eyes must be open in this season. For you must see. For the gift that you have was never flawed. For the Bible says that for every perfect gift that was given unto you, every gift that was given to you was made perfect. The question I have for you, if you don't believe, is would you ever give someone a flawed gift? Would you ever give someone a broken down car or a broken something? And if the answer is no, then God would never give you something that is broken. For he has given you something that is perfect, but it's only here to work on you. It's here so that you can be prepared, because if you are not ready for it, then it will be a season of where you will go into trouble. So this is what I want you to begin to do. I want you to begin to get honey. And I want you to write down the Bible verse, 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 27. It says, but Jonathan had not heard what his father had bound the people with the oath. So he reached out the end of his staff that was in his hand and dipped it into the honeycomb. He raised his hand to his mouth and his eyes were open. Listen, this is a very interesting scripture. Why is it that honey allowed his eyes to be open? Why was it that honey appeared in the carcass of the lion after Samson killed the lion when his parents were going? Why was it that on the way back they found honey in the midst of something that was dead? Because there's a significance behind it. There's something behind it. There's power behind it that is going to allow your eyes to be open. It's going to allow you to go to a realm. It's going to allow your eyes to be open. There's certain things that the Lord has created that causes you to go to another height. For Jonathan ate the honey and his eyes were open. It's something interesting. When Jesus rose from the dead, you know what they gave him? They gave him boiled fish and a honeycomb. Why did they give him a honeycomb? It signifies something sweet that is going to open your eyes to where you need to see. This is what I want you to do for the rest of the year. If you can do it, even if you do it 5 days a week, or even if you end up having to do it, really what I want you to do it is twice a week. I want you to do it on this Sunday, and I want you to choose the other day you do it. And I want you to try to do this for the rest of the year if you can. I want you to go ahead and get a spoon and honey. And you take the honey, you'll pour it in the spoon, and you'll say, in the name of Jesus, I cause my heart to be open to you. Speak to me. And I want you to say seven times, in the name of Jesus, I cause my eyes and my heart to be open to you. Speak to me right before you sleep. You will do this and you'll say that seven times. And as you are going to sleep, you'll say, Father, speak to me. Father, speak to me. Listen, if you follow these directions I'm giving to you, your eyes will be open. Do not share this. This is one of my sacred secrets that I use when I'm trying to hear the Lord. I want you to take this honey and do it and continually do it as I'm telling you, and something will change for you. The Lord did tell me last night that there was one individual that needed to move with the 537 that I needed to give my shirt to. I needed to send my shirt that I will pray over and sleep in, and you will take it and you will swear it and you'll say, God, the way he sees, let me see greater. If you're going to be that person, I want you to call in and let them know so I can get it to you. Listen, don't hesitate, because the moment you hesitate, it's no longer yours. God bless you. I wanted you to be the first person to know about it, to see if you will take action. God bless you.